Hundreds of thousands of home health aides in the region are getting a raise as new federal wage rules kick in this week, expanding overtime pay. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports the change could have mixed results for workers and the people who rely on them.
In many states, including Connecticut, home health aides have been largely exempt from labor rules that require time and a half payments if they work more than 40 hours. New federal rules dramatically narrow that exemption, so many workers will get OT for the first time. New York and New Jersey already required employers to pay OT, but until this week, they could do so at a lower rate based on the minimum wage. Carol Rodat from the Paraprofessional Healthcare Institute says another new perk is that home health agencies will now have to pay workers for travel time going from one client to the next.
That travel time could push a lot of workers into an overtime situation, which means they'll be earning more money.
But home health agencies operate on thin margins, and most actually lose money. According to Roger Noyes, a spokesman for the Home Care Association of New York State, Noyes says employers will now have even greater incentive to limit OT by using more workers to cover shorter shifts.
That affects the aide, and that affects the patient who might get multiple caregivers coming into their home, especially for those patients that require a lot of care.
Home care agencies and advocates for workers and patients want higher reimbursement rates, saying that would attract better workers and reduce turnover. But the state and federal government pay for almost all home care through Medicaid and Medicare. Both are under pressure to reduce spending, so funding has lagged behind. And with payments typically pegged to data that's 2 years old or more, it could take a while before the reimbursement formulas reflect the new overtime reality. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.